Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I had a chance to catch up with Coach Chad Harville of the Hardin County Baseball Tigers on Friday. Let's take a listen to what Coach Harville had to say about his team in this upcoming season. Hey, Chad, how's things going on kind of a wet, windy Friday? I know y'all are trying to get ready maybe to play tomorrow. Loretta's supposed to come into town sometime Saturday. So, before we get into the season, how things been going?
Oh, man, it's been good. We've unusually had some quite a few days on the field, so it's been nice. We've had some unusually warm days, dry days, and then my boys would probably say some long days on the field because we've been able to cover a lot of stuff early. So it's been good. Been trying to rest guys up. We've been on the field so much that we've had to take some couple days off because to rest some bodies and arms. So, but it's been good and excited to get started in another week and a half or another week actually. So, you know, we do have Loretto coming in tomorrow. So excited about that. See us on the field in game action again.
Well, you know, I was thinking about talking with you today and, you know, it's been now 2 years since we played for a state title and man, it goes by fast, but I was thinking about that team and then last year's team. It's the 2022 season. And then kind of looking ahead, but going back a bit, you know, we had quite a run in 2021, lost some key players going into 2022. You had to fill some spots, some key spots, especially behind the plate as we lost a big contributor back there. But you had your pitching coming back and some experience in the infield. So kind of like last year, what was your feelings as you reflect back on last season and then moving into this season? Because you've got some more shoes to fill as well, as you know, when high school kids move on.
Yeah, we've been spoiled over the last, I mean, since I've been here, really. I mean, it's coming up on my fifth year already, talking about time moving fast, my fifth year already. And then, you know, we've been spoiled with depth in our roster and then just, we've had some talent. I mean, we've got several guys that are high-level caliber college baseball players that have gone on and done that. So going into last year, we did feel good. We felt good the entire year. We had challenges along the way during the season just because we played a really tough schedule. We played, for us, a large number of games, and then we had a couple of weeks there, we played five games each week, back-to-back weeks, and that was physically challenging on our guys. Usually larger schools would do that because they've got, you know, 20 guys that are playing varsity. We usually have, you know, 13 to 15 guys. So challenging a couple weeks there last year during that season. We went in a little bit of a lull because we were tired there after that. But we did put it together district tournament-wise, and we played well. And then, you know, we just run into a tough game against Southside there, which we knew it would be good, solid game, back and forth. And then just come out on the losing end, had a chance to win it in the seventh inning, just close it out and move on to the next round. And that single elimination game in baseball is tough. So we just didn't get it done and kind of ended our season earlier than we thought it would. So unfortunate there.
You know, one player really doesn't make a whole team, but the loss of Jared Martin in going into the season last year and having two young receivers behind the plate, how long did it take for them to really get, you know, into the flow of how the pitchers wanted to pitch and kind of get that chemistry that you have for a couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is always a challenge for catchers. You know, the fortunate thing for, like, Will Strickland, he got to see Jarrett Martin work day-to-day. So his knowledgeable of handling pitchers was very good. Ian Stanley, he would admit, you know, there's times where practices, cuts and relays, bunt defenses, first and thirds, all that stuff gets mentally sped up on you in a game. So just learning to be able to slow that down was challenging for them initially. You know, and then the speed of the game and big games, at times you could tell it sped up on them. I feel like both of those guys have done a great job in the fall and in early spring. We had a really good practice 2 days ago that involved them, and it was amazing just the calmness about them that was really good, and we just got to continue to build off that. So it's something that, you know, as a catcher, you get better and better every year just because games slow down. You know how to pitch guys. You know how to handle the staff. And the positive is we've got guys on the mound that know how to pitch and can execute pitches too. And, you know, as a team, we've told our players they have to take and learn to take constructive criticism. And sometimes that's really hard to do on the mound when your catcher's telling you something you don't want to hear. So being able to accept that, being able to get better at it outing after outing is very important.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of hard to for those young catchers to go out and tell Seth or Cooper that, hey, I need you to do this. You know, they don't feel comfortable doing that. But, you know, this season, you're going to lose the middle of your infield, so you've got to restructure that from last year. And also your number one is pitching in college as well. Your shortstop signed a D1 scholarship. Your second baseman signed as well. So you lose the middle of your infield and your number one pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a challenge. The positive for us is Duke Samples has been kind of Cooper's backup over the last couple of years, even as a freshman. And, I mean, he was at shortstop when Cooper was pitching, and we felt really good about that. And he was playing second base quite a bit as well. So just moving him over and being the everyday shortstop is I think, a pretty good, you know, plan there just because he's got the experience. He's been so solid at shortstop. And now who fills the second base role? And that middle infield role is going to be a revolving door just in the sense of Duke pitches, Strider Jones pitches, Ryder Harville pitches. So those three guys are going to, you know, fill in those middle infield roles, and it depends on who's on the mound that day. So all of those guys are going to get, you know, a lot of action in the middle infield, and, you know, which is great because then that leads into, you don't want to think too far ahead, but, you know, then next year, you know, all three of your guys that are juniors and sophomores have a lot of experience in the middle infield. So you're not going to replace – it's difficult to replace Cooper and Jace Littlefield of what they've done offensively since they were freshmen and sophomores. So, you know, you can't, as a player, you can't say, hey, I'm going to be just like those guys offensively, because that's difficult to do. I want them to strive to do that, but just knowing they got to take quality at-bats, have good at-bats, and make routine plays in the infield.
Every year you come in, you have expectations and you have challenges. This year, your expectations for this bunch and what you've seen so far, the challenges that you're going to have going into the season starting on the 13th.
Yeah, I don't think our expectations change. I mean, you're always trying to be there at the end. So now just convincing our roster that we have, the depth that we have, the style of ball that we're going to have to play that may – possibly be a little different than we've played over the last 4 years. So that's the mindset our guys have got to have. We've talked a lot about that. Now we got to learn to execute it in a game and stick with that plan and that approach and not get away from who we really need to be. So, you know, I'm excited about our athleticism once again. We should be athletic. We should have speed on the bases, you know, and now it's just getting a few of the younger guys, and I say younger guys as in sophomores, more plate appearances, getting used to being out on the field day to day versus, you know, just being a role player in the last few years. They're guys that you have to depend on this year. So having those guys understand that, buy in, be a little patient, because there's going to be some struggles. And once again, our schedule is, you know, is tough. We don't have any cupcake games in our schedule. So we're going to be challenged immediately in the first week and a half of guys that we play. So understand, have a little patience, continue to to live with our approach and see how we are mid-season and see what adjustments we need to make as a staff and as a team.
Well, you got a new addition on your coaching staff. You want to mention him just a minute. Someone that just joined you, I think, around the summer of last year, I believe, or right at the end of the school year.
Yeah, Nathan Galliard is on board, and he's been a major plus to our staff as far as just, you know, genuinely caring about guys getting better, and that's a key, and his knowledge of the strength and conditioning, the go-get-it attitude that he has, the willingness to work after practice with guys, and I think guys, our players, appreciate that. And they're excited to have him on board. You know, his deal is just getting used to how we want to do things here. You know, using what we've built from the fall to now, and just be patient with our process of, you know, now making that and putting that in game action. But he's been a great addition to the staff. We've got my other coaches that are all coming back too. JT Henson, Hayden Blunt, Kevin McCaslin, and I think Rob Parson is going to help as well. So we have a good staff. I think all those guys care about guys getting better, you know, on the field. And we're excited to get on the field and see us play and put things in action.
One thing I was looking at before we let you go, I wanted to go look at the schedule just a minute. Some changes from the past. I don't see the Tomahawk Tomahawk Classic on here, as it looks like on the 13th we're going to Corinth, Mississippi. We kick off the season. The first pitch is on Monday at 3 p.m. Ripley, Mississippi. Then we'll play Corinth High School later that afternoon. And then on the 14th, Deschler, Alabama, another team that we haven't played, before we get in a more traditional game with Parson Riverside. And then the home opener will be on the 17th versus Riverside.
Yeah, it's definitely a different schedule as far as where we're playing. The Tomahawk Classic, they just didn't do this year. So we had to kind of scramble around, figure out, you know, what we're going to do. The positive that's come out of this is, you know, Corinth is a little closer. We're going to play on turf fields because Corinth High School is all turf, and we're going to play at Northeast on the other game. So you feel like if you don't just get a monsoon, you're going to play and not get rained out. That's a positive. You know, those teams that we're going to play, Ripley's good. They've got some power arms on the mound. So they've already started their season. They're always about 3 weeks ahead of us. So we're getting game one, and they're getting game probably 10 at the time. Then we go to Memphis, play Fayette Academy, Briarcrest, St. George, always solid. So we're playing at Briarcrest this year. They're turf this year, so feel like you're going to get to play there. Then we got Milan, Jackson Southside, USJ, Trinity Christian. I mean, that's another, you know, tough three or four games there. And then we start district play short after that with Chester County. And then we're playing Lions Classic, which is basically middle of the year kind of tournament. We're playing that at Freed Hardeman, which again, turf field, play Carville there, Jackson Christian. So, you know, our schedule is solid as usual. So, and that's what I like, being able to do that, challenge our guys early. And like I said earlier, just be patient, what's going on, get better every day, individually and as a team.
All right, Chad, I appreciate a little bit of your time, as I appreciate you being part of the Spring Sports Special right here on 93.5 FM. Looking forward to the season, as always, and y'all do a great job out there. And, you know, the atmosphere out at our ball park, I encourage people all the time to go to the park. It's unbelievable what you've done out there, the changes you and your staff and all the people that are helping with that, parents and whoever, that donate money, and you've made that kind of a destination to go to and watch a good high school baseball team and see some good teams come in as well. And I think, is there any new additions? I know we got the new scoreboard last year. That's something within itself. We got the new wall Anything else that y'all have added to the ballpark?
Yeah, no new additions this year. I mean, the support we've gotten from parents and sponsors and other individuals has been great. We've had a good Diamond Club over the last 5 years. So we've been able to add things, give our players things, provide meals, and all those things are positive of what we do in our program, and we appreciate everybody.
All right, Chad, I appreciate your time, and then hopefully we'll get together sometime during the season, and I'll see you. Let's see, I've got the home opener on the 17th, but on the 13th, you can catch all the action right here as the first pitch for Tiger Baseball is at 3 p.m. That'll be from Corinth, Mississippi. Ripley, Mississippi is the opponent, and then that starts our baseball season and baseball coverage right here on 93.5 FM. Chad, have a great day, and good luck tomorrow and good luck during the season.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, man.